Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Keita Shpak is here. Keita is a seven-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our great friends from Canada, from that northern country above us, one of our great partners. In fact, our number one trade partner in the world, Canada, is with the United States. She's an author. She's a happiness expert. She is has written a number of books, including The Simple Life, which is one of my favorites. She's a mom and a grandmom, and boy, that it doesn't get any more important than that, as far as I'm concerned. Keita, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, spring is here. You guys just had your tulip festival in Ottawa. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's a 10-day festival that's one of a kind in North America.
Did the tulips obey and perform, or are they forced?
No, they're not forced at all. They're actually quite durable, in other words, sturdy against the cold. It's the moisture that we have to watch with them.
The rain. Tulips,
right.
As much as I love tulips, they're not a very smartly designed plant. Because the rain.
No, but they're pretty.
Oh, I love them. No, they're beautiful. They're my favorite plant. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, we stagger the growth so that they are blooming through the 10 days
right.
of the festival, which this year ran from May 11th to the 21st.
Nothing makes you feel more like spring than the annuals popping up, the little tulips and all the little bulbs. So what should we think about when we see those things? What should we think about with our business?
Well, I think the idea of the first thing you see about these kind of tulips or any kind of flowers coming up is color. That there's a vibrancy there. There's an awakening there. There's a rejuvenation there after a time that's a little grayer, that's a little less colorful, a little less exciting even.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those elements, those characteristics, Jim, are important to look at in terms of our business, that we're not continually along a same wavelength, that there's got to be some kind of a kick, there's got to be some kind of a refresh or a reset button that occurs periodically. And to me, spring, especially in the change of seasons, this is a prime time to be looking at something like that.
So how would you try to identify the reset? Would you just reset for reset's purpose, or would you look around to see if you thought things need to be reset, or would you say if you can't find anything to reset, you're not looking hard enough?
Well, I would say that certainly you're not resetting for the sake of resetting. There's always got to be strategy and looking at something. Perhaps there's been something going on through the winter time or through the last few months that you're not entirely satisfied with. It may be a process. It may be a tradition that the company has. It may be even the location of employees in your building or in your office. And it's something that it could be very, very small. It's not a huge impact upon the business, but the refresh or that resetting, let's say moving employees to better make more effective the efficiency of the office, or the fact that you decide to paint because going in there seems to be a little bit dark.
Right.
These kind of very small accessorizing, if you like, to what can make your business feel better, specifically your employees feel better and you feel better because there's been a refresh of a certain setting, of a certain action, of a certain practice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're going to inject some kind of a joke on your memos over the next 3 months, because and that becomes the reset. And people are liking it, and they're actually reading the memo because the joke's there.
Well, how about just getting outside the building? I mean, what if we just said, "Hey, folks, let's go outside and let's have our meeting. Let's go to the park and have our meeting at the park or something. I don't know. After a long winter, and we sure had a hard winter in most parts of the country. I know you guys did too. Let's go outside and soak up some sunshine and like you said, change things around a little bit."
Yeah, the thing is, this practice of walking meetings, and I'm sure you're familiar with those, very, very prevalent in Europe in terms of where you're not sitting in a boardroom. You're actually taking the meeting, and it is a meeting. It's a meeting where you're invigorating physically and perhaps even psychologically, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you are conducting business. So you may be walking and have a specific destination in mind. You may be walking to get a coffee, so everybody gets a coffee, and then you're walking back. But you are conducting business. And I think the idea of playing, the idea of being outside and being a little bit playful, in North America, that seems to be a disconnect with doing business, because business is seen to be serious.
You know who does this? You know who does this well? That's car dealerships. And in the United States, new car dealerships will find a parking lot in some mall or some department store, and they'll pitch a big tent, and they'll move their entire inventory off their main lot over to the tent, and they'll sell the heck out of cars they would never have sold before.
Yeah, because it almost becomes, if you like, a circus-like or a fair-like atmosphere.
Yeah, and everything's outside. I mean, it's just a tent there.
Yeah. I think it's a great point, Jim. The idea of being outside is actually healing. It actually makes you happier.
Well, and the thing that I think made me think of that is, when they do that, they bring their customers into their plan,
mm-hmm.
into their reset plan. It's not just an internal meeting. Now the customers are involved.
Right, and it may be that you decide to do some kind of an open house, or you're realizing that you haven't really celebrated your customers for a while.
Hold on to that thought. Kita, I need your website, please.
KitaSpach.com, KitaSpach.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, right back with Kita. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.